Alrighty.
All right, wonderful people. It is myself, Dr. Brown, and welcome to another episode of JV versus Everybody, the greatest podcast in the history of all podcasts, the podcast that is going to deliver something very special to you today. I have a wonderful guest, and this guest is coming to us all the way from Puerto Rico, because as you guys know, my podcast is global. And there's 7 billion people that listen to this, and I'm here for you guys. So I don't want to do a disservice. Let me have this wonderful person introduce herself to you, the people.
So you want the American or the Latino version of my name? So I'm going to say in both ways.
Listen, it's up to you. You're a guest here in our wonderful home. So please.
For my Spanish-speaking Latinos out there, my name is Yanira Roman Laguel. I live in Puerto Rico. I live in Isabela, which is the west coast of the island. And for my people who can't pronounce Yanira, you can call me Jay. My name is Janira. And yeah, I'm a clinical social worker. I provide clinical services and treatment for people who have suffered significant trauma here on the island, specifically the veteran population. And we've known each other for many, many, many years, right? So I was like, oh,
too long.
Yeah. You might, I don't think this is an unfortunate experience, but
we'll find out.
Yeah, that's me. That's me in a nutshell.
So, well, first, let me, on behalf of my audience and myself, let me thank you for joining us. And I thought this would have been a good continuation of the conversation that we were having from last week, because last week was JB versus the pandemic. And now we know that you are literally, it's your career to provide Jedi mind tricks to, quote unquote, help people. So let's explore that. Let's take it to another level, right? So let's discuss self-love. And I think that's something that's very important during this time. So please explain to the people, what is this quote unquote self-love?
The self-love journey. You know, I don't think there is a correct way to describe self-love, right? And people's self-love journey, because everybody's individual self-love journey is going to look really different. So my job, you know, in my line of work, most people that come to me that are seeking into or want to enter this process of self-love, they will tell me what that self-love looks like for them. Because for everybody, again, it's a unique experience. So really, I am here to kind of guide people through their own process of what self-love means to them. But I think why this self-love thing, you know, and I'm actually going to kind of steer away from sort of like how I usually would talk on a professional basis and just be a little bit more real for the streets so people can understand me. Why people is on all this self-love shit is because now, since you don't got shit to do, you know, you all up in this pandemic, you don't got nothing to do with yourself. Now you have to take a closer look to your own fuckery. So you're like, yo, I need to embark into the self-love journey. So from a professional standpoint, you know, I've been doing this line of work for a really long time, and this self-love journey thing is actually not new. A lot of people come into my office seeking this self-love journey, whether it's to work through, you know, childhood trauma, whether it's to work through adulthood trauma, whether it's because they don't even know what they want in their lives, confusion, you know, whatever it is. I've been actually doing this work for many, many years. So now there's a lot of people, you know, coming up with this whole self-love thing. And actually a lot of people, I believe, are sort of manipulating this self-love journey and trying to make money off of it and getting all these people to subscribe to the channel and do all this shit, when really that self-love journey isn't even genuine.
Well, I'm glad you mentioned that, right? So from my perspective, what I'm hearing right now is that you're creating a whole bunch of egomaniacs. Okay, that is my working theory right now. So this journey of self-love, what you're pretty much doing is you're creating a whole army of egomaniacs. Why do we need more egomaniacs in this world? You're telling people hold on real quick. So you're telling people to love themselves. Okay, great. Wonderful message. But then what's going to happen is that as they're quote unquote loving themselves, the ego is just going to get larger, and then it's going to impact other people such as myself. So explain to me, why are you creating an army of egomaniacs that I have to deal with now?
Well, if you are coming into my office to go through the self-love journey, or even visiting my page that I talk a lot about what the self-love journey looks like from different angles, and you are going to become this egomaniac, then the self-love journey process actually failed for you. So that's really not the purpose of the self-love journey, for you to become, you know, egotistical or big-headed or more vain about who you are. It's actually a very humbling process, because a therapeutic process is actually a process in which you take a really deep look at who you are, your behavioral patterns, your cognitions. And most of us, the way that we think, the way that we behave, the way that we process events, our perspectives of the world, is really based on experiences. And most of the experiences that we have and that we focus on naturally as human beings are not positive experience or negative experience. So if you're going to come to me to get into the self-love journey, you're going to have to go into a very humbling state, a process where you really take a deep look at your own shit. And guess what, JB? Most people are too damn lazy to do that, or they are too afraid to take a deep look as to what is causing their dysfunction. So most people, they put up a good talk about, yeah, I want to do my self-love journey, but it's just talk. They don't really put in the work to actually go into this process. So if at the end of the process, you become big-headed and, you know, egotistical, and now you have acquired all this narcissistic, you know, qualities that we have enough of in the media, then you really didn't get my process. That's not what I'm doing for you.
So let's expand on this quote unquote process of yours, right?
Right. So which process are we doing? Like the therapeutic process or the Johnny process? Like what are we talking about?
Let's use myself as an example. If I want to explore this wonderful quote unquote self-love journey, because I am a humble individual, so I won't become this egotistical person, I would hope. So what would I need to do as a person, as the founder of the Path of the Sloth? What do I need to do to walk on this self-love journey? Humor me so I can take it apart.
But the thing is that's a really difficult question to answer.
Oh, now it's difficult.
It is. It is a difficult question.
Now it's a difficult question.
Did you listen to me in the beginning of this
discussion?
I heard you.
And now I'm asking.
No, you didn't listen. So what I'm telling you is, from the beginning of this conversation, let me
educate
me, please. That JB versus Genera, he's gonna now tell me that I'm acting aggressive versus me saying I'm acting
I didn't even
passionate.
Bring it up. Listen, I treat my guests with so much respect. I wouldn't even do such a thing. But since you did bring it up, you're acting a little aggressive toward me when I'm just trying to educate myself so I can self-love myself during this wonderful pandemic of ours.
So what I think what would need to happen first is you would need to identify, right, what does the self-love journey process look for you? And what is it that you're trying to love most about yourself? And most people, you know, sometimes people don't even know how to answer that. Some people will come in with very specific things, you know, like they'll tell me, you know, I really want to work on my self-esteem. You know, I really want to work on my self-worth. You know, I want to work on my anger. You know, a lot of the times I feel very sad and I don't know why, you know, so it just depends on the individual and what they're going through. And then I create a map of what the person's world looks like. And when I'm talking about world, I'm talking about internal and external factors. So I'm going to talk on behalf of myself, because a lot of therapists, and I don't want people to get mixed up with the information that I'm providing. There's different types of therapies and there's different forms of being able to treat, you know, if we're going to talk about, you know, mental health issues. I'm going to talk on behalf of my work, what I do personally with my clients, right? So we're going to go into a journey of from your childhood development until now. And I am going, and it takes a while, and we're going to work through all these elements that have impacted you. Okay. And we're going to identify what are the things that you're bringing to the table that you want to work on. And I draw a map of all these areas of your life and basically help you sort them out. So that's exactly what I do through the self-love journey,
so
through the therapeutic process.
So
there's many ways of you could do self-love, by the way. It's not just with therapy.
All right. So we'll we're going to do exactly what you just said in 5 minutes.
Whoa.
So
that's the goal.
I'm doing it right now. So where do we begin? What do I have to do? What information do you need so I can be on this journey?
So JB versus everybody. Let me ask you a question. May I?
Of course. I'm here for the people.
Okay. What is it that, is there something in your life that you feel that you need assistance with or that you would like to improve on?
Great question. Well, I think you can always improve on everything, right? So now with me, I just want to be nicer to the masses. So that is what I'm going to work on for this conversation. How can JB relate to the human species? Help me relate to...
Now I have another question.
Yes.
No, my question is, how do you define nice? So when you talk to me about, you know, you wanting to be nicer to the human species, when you talk about nice, what do you refer to that? Like, what does that mean to you?
I would like to give back to the human species. So that is my term of being nice. I want to be nice. I want to leave a legacy for human and mankind, because, you know, it's two different things in my book, but we don't have the time for that. So that is what we're going to go for.
So therefore, you're saying that at this moment in time, you feel you're not nice enough?
I feel that there's
a way to that?
Well, personally, I believe I'm there already. However, outside individuals may think otherwise. So I'm going to entertain them and go on this journey to improve their perspective of how nice I really am. Like yourself. Right, you should be thinking, I would like to think anyway, that I am a very nice person. But I want you.
You are.
Oh, wonderful. Then job's done. All right.
You know, I find something very interesting in the statement that you just made. And let me just, piggyback. You said,
please do.
You said something about, you know, how other people may view you. Versus the way that you view yourself. So I find it very interesting that the first thing that you tell me is that you want to embark the self-love journey to meet the expectation of what others may think of you instead of what you think of yourself. And that's something that I think you need to reflect on, because it was something very interesting that, you know, you just brought forth to the table. So,
for a reason.
Yes. Do you know the answer to that?
Absolutely.
Or are we going to keep exploring?
Absolutely. Well, we're here to explore right now. We're going on this journey together right now. So the reason why I brought it up is because the way that I live my life and my standards are completely different than others. So unfortunately, humans, and I love them, right? We all love our fellow humans. But unfortunately, the way that I view something, and in this case, the term just niceness and being nice, other people may not see the same thing. So how do I... JB, founder of the Path of Sloth, how do I make others, I don't want to say necessarily lift them to my same standards, because you really can't do that, but at least get to a common ground when they go, you know what, JB, you were right. You were right this entire time. And I think that's the key. How can we get more of mankind to go, JB, you were right? So how do we get there, Johnny?
You were right, or for people to understand you better, or your life.
They go hand in hand. They go hand in hand, you know, in my book.
And one of the videos that I posted on my IG account, I actually talk about, you know, people's, you know, expectation of us, and part of our self-love journey is to understand what your expectations are for yourself. So I actually would tell you that, you know, is it that important for you for people to understand your point of view, and why do we need to meet the expectations of other people, or what other people think of us, or, you know, fall underneath these, you know, societal norms of what people think is right and wrong? I would question that on a whole other level as well, you know, because I definitely don't live my life, and I can agree with you, the way that other people live their life. And I've actually been questioned a lot, you know, regarding my behavior and, you know, kind of the way that I, again, live my life, why I choose to live it the way that I do. And part of the self-love journey is that most of the time, you know, we have a difficult time being okay with who we are and the way that we think, and that we don't have to agree with the popular masses, and they don't have to agree with us. I think we spend too much time trying to argue over each other's thoughts versus us having just being having compassion and empathy, which is something that we lack in society today. So I'm just going to use, and I hope your audience respects sort of a disclosure behind our relationship, right? You know, we've known each other. We were discussing this yesterday. We've known each other for 10 years. And there's a lot of things that throughout the years we've, I guess in the beginning of our friendship, relationship, whatever that was, right? You know, we disagreed a lot, right? What you know?
We did not disagree. I don't mean to cut you off, but we did not disagree. It's just that
we did disagree.
Unfortunately,
we didn't have the same perspectives.
Yes, because again, and this is why I'm on this self-love journey, because apparently you found a way not to view things the same way that I did. And here we are, back, full circle.
Exactly. But you know what? When we came back to full circle now, and let me say this to your audience, because I think it's very important. One of the errors that happened, right, was I think the way I think the way you think, and you will say that you didn't argue with me. I'm gonna agree with that for the essence of time of your podcast, right? And to, you know, nurture you a little bit.
Just for the record, I've been waiting 10 years to hear this. So this is going to be posted everywhere. But please continue.
So, you know, one of the things that, you know, I learned through my self-love journey is that we have to be more understanding and compassionate of people. There has to be more empathy. And when, you know, we're stuck in only our perspective and our viewpoint, we lose sight of very good quality relationships because we're too busy trying to change people into who we want them to be versus you embracing the person that you have in front of you. And part of your self-love journey, right, is to set expectations for yourself. You don't have to meet the expectations of others. You only have to meet the expectations that service your self-love journey. But at the same time, when you have compassion for your own self, then you have compassion for other people. And you're not so busy, you know, you invest this, and you mentioned something in your last podcast talking about energy. You're not to invest all this time and energy into having these, you know, arguments with people, and you're all invested in trying to change because you want people to think just like you, you know. And, you know, I think that's what makes humankind so diverse, that you may not like what's coming out of people's mouth, but you have to be a little bit more tolerant of what people are saying. I think that that's something that we're lacking in society today, is tolerance, patience, empathy for one another. And so, you know,
basically what I heard to summarize is, JB, you were right back then.
I didn't say that you were correct.
I didn't show passion.
You didn't hear that coming in my mouth, did you?
I didn't show the compassion that you should have received. Got that.
Right.
So that's all I heard right now. So I appreciate that 10 years later, you finally wised up and you joined the side. You joined the path of the sloth.
I don't want to say that I joined the side of the sloth. But I definitely have a more open perspective to the way that you view life and the way that you have decided to live your life. You know, like another thing that you said in your last podcast, because I'm going back to that, is how comfortable you are in solitude. And this is an art. You know, this is something I used to like really not get. Like, what do you talk about? You don't want to be around people. Like, you know, there must be something wrong with you that you don't want to be around people. And, you know, that was a debate, you know, between you and I. Maybe I was just more debating myself and you were kind of like,
yeah, pretty much.
You don't give a shit, right?
I care. I always care. Okay. I have this big heart and I care about everything. However, I'm just glad that finally you're on the right side of history.
Again, I'm not saying I'm siding with you. I'm saying I'm more open to listen.
That's the mission right now. That's what I'm hearing right now is JB, you know what? The way that you lived your life 10 years ago, you were on to something. You were absolutely on to something. And now what we're experiencing in 2020 is that a lot of people are forced to live the same lifestyle that I was living for 10 years. which is why I am the pioneer of social distancing. And that's why it's my job as being a champion for the people to help guide them throughout this journey right now. Because this is what they need. They need someone that has been there, that has been in the trenches. I've been there, guys. I know what you're going through.
By choice, though, which is different. You know,
it was mental training. It was mental training.
I don't think it's mental training for you, though, because it's like it's natural for you to do what you're doing, you know, and that's the thing about this pandemic. You know, and let me just point this out. Right?
Humor me, please.
We were talking about this as well. Like I work with a lot of veterans, you know, and, you know, sometimes people cope with, you know, avoidance or, you know, being triggered by certain things. And I don't want to get into all this clinical stuff, right?
Yeah, because it's wrong. It doesn't apply to me. Continue.
No, but we're not talking about you. You ain't a veteran.
I know, that's what I'm saying. It doesn't apply.
So, you know, a lot of them, when I ask them, like, how do you feel about the pandemic? Yeah, you know, and the social distancing and all this other stuff. And yes, it is stressful because I think one of the things that they tell me they miss is being able to see me, you know, come in the office and have this, you know, face-to-face therapeutic interaction. But they say, I don't miss, you know, not, you know, socializing. I wasn't doing that before. I'm not going to do it now. I don't miss because those are things that, you know, I tend to avoid, right? And so there are, you know, we can explore that, you know, on many different levels. But I think for some people, you know, they don't have this, you know, utter desire to be part of big social groups. They don't have this desire of having to be in the club every single weekend or what is it that, you know, people do nowadays? I feel kind of lost. So, you know, there isn't, you know, some people don't have to be part of, you know, quote unquote, the norm, you know, what other people, what the masses do, you know, versus what other people do. So for you, I think that's been a very natural process. You know, you have a way that you've lived your life that is good for you, that applies to you.
Or another option, just throwing this out there, I knew what was coming. I seen 10 years ago, the path that mankind was heading toward. So I said, you know what? Let me mentally train my mind so it can be strong enough so that when the time comes and a champion is needed, I was ready. And I'm here now. And I'm here to guide people. So I understand your perspective, and you have definitely provided a lot of knowledge. However, this is all mental training when it comes to me. So I just want to make that clear for the audience.
I think I will disagree with you. I don't think you've trained yourself. I disagree with you.
You disagree with me?
Yeah, I compassionately and with all the love that I have in my heart
We just went on a journey, a self-love journey.
I will disagree with you because I think that, you know, I've known you for all these years, and I think you've been very comfortable with the way that you live your life. Yeah, of course. Yeah, but this self-love journey also, you know, allows me to hold myself accountable.
We got you finally agreeing that I was right 10 years ago, right? So now you're going to take a step back from all the progress that you've made throughout this conversation. So we got you to a point that on record, you said
we got you to a point.
Yes, I've been guiding you through this journey. I know you. We started
talking about ego and maybe some narcissistic injuries.
There's absolutely none of that. What I'm doing, okay, is I'm helping you right now.
Look at that.
So the self-love journey. Yeah, we went through it. But throughout this journey together that me and you shared, that our audience witnessed, we got you to a point where you said, you know what, JB? You were on to something. You were right. I apologize.
I didn't say that.
Your way of thinking is so much more understanding now. And I am so open to it now. And I wish I was 10 years ago. Because you were on to something. And we appreciate you training yourself throughout this journey. Because there's a lot of things. There was a lot of things that I had to, unfortunately, like, it pains me to even say it, right? But I just couldn't be involved in it because I knew that this journey was coming. I knew that I had to train myself.
When you're talking about involved in it, what are you talking about?
There's a lot of things. I could have been out and about shaking my tail feather, but I wasn't. No, I was here.
So let me ask you a question. Because I think it's important for your audience to understand who you are, right?
And this is the Jedi mind trick. So everyone prepare yourself. We'll prepare together.
So, you know, when you talk about how you trained yourself, which I think this is very natural for you, you know, and I don't want to say isolating from others. I think you've made a conscious choice to not engage in certain activities that benefit for you. But hold on, let me ask you this question though.
Please.
So when you talk about, so that we can educate people how you've trained yourself, I'm gonna entertain this training thing.
So you want to steal my tactics? Listen,
so what I'm saying, here to educate. So I'm saying is what have you learned, right, in this training that is benefiting you today during this pandemic? Like, if you were to advise your people that are listening to you about what has worked for you since you've trained for all these years for this moment, what has been effective? What works for you during this time? What keeps you healthy? What keeps you sane?
I like where you're going. And again, the path of the sloth is for everybody. Okay. So even though I just joked and I said, you're still in my tactics, I'm here to educate people. So if you want to start using it now with your patients, please feel free. Feel free. Okay?
I'll take that into consideration.
So speaking of myself, I have a very, very small circle. So my circle is a handful of people I can even count. So even though it may seem that I do isolate myself from humanity, because I'm currently in an undisclosed location in the Batcave, I still interact with my very small circle. And I interact with them on a daily basis, and I care about them, and I love them. And I'll be the first one to say that. And all the strength that I need, or all the personal interactions I need, I get from them. Yeah, go, please, I'm glad. So what the audience doesn't see right now is that she's writing down these notes that I'm giving her, these gems, these tools to be great. So I'm glad that you're doing that. I'm glad that you're reading, you're acknowledging. So this is a wonderful. Okay? Good job.
Of course.
Now the second part is that me personally, I find new ways of entertaining myself. And I think a lot of people, unfortunately, they're relying on others to entertain themselves. So again, for those that can't now see, she's taking notes on right now, and it looks like she's trying to write up a document to get this passed off in Puerto Rico so it could be all over the place. So great, I'm glad to hear it, right? So between those two key points, I'm satisfied. And then the last third point is just having a purpose of your being. And everyone is different, but I know my purpose in life. So between those three points, I am self-satisfied. Life is great. So now if you take away all of the nonsense that's going out in the world, I don't have to worry about people getting shot because I'm in my little bubble. I don't have to worry about God knows what's going on out there right now with our wonderful presidency in the States. You're lucky. You're in Puerto Rico. You don't got to deal with it.
We do have to deal with it.
Somewhere.
Worse for us, but that's a whole other topic.
That's a whole other topic.
Status
yes.
of Puerto
yes.
Rico.
Yes. So that's where it becomes interesting. So this pandemic has kind of shielded me from a lot of the day-to-day nonsense. So even though I was kind of, to your point, somewhat, I was shielding myself from outside external forces. Now I am forced to because I don't want to get COVID. And then again, there's other, you know, social injustices that are occurring, and you don't necessarily have to be out and about. But there's ways that you can, of course, provide your support to a lot of these moments, which I do from my home because it's nice and comfortable. But again, that doesn't, you know, necessarily mean that you can't support, donate, you know, and do various other different things to support these causes. So between those three points, life is covered. Life is good. Fantástico, as they say in my country of Brooklyn. Fantástico.
Fantástico. So you mentioned a few things, and actually, you know,
shucks, you wrote them down to counter.
Yes, I did. I did.
And you Jedi mind shook me.
You know what I think? I think is important for people to know, JB, that human beings, we talk in sometimes in different love languages. You know, sometimes we're saying the same thing, but because we're not willing to listen, we think that the other individual is saying something completely opposite. So you're actually talking about the self-love journey in that whole description that you provided for me. So let's begin with you mentioning, and this is what I'm listening to, is safety and security. You provide yourself a safe and secure place in your life where you have a supportive social support system that empowers you. And in that process, you have learned about coping skills. You have become less dependent on other people. So now you're avoiding codependency. You rely on yourself for your own self-love. And in that, there's emotional liberation. You know, in that emotional liberation, you found meaning and purpose in your life, and you continue to keep yourself healthy, right? And you mentioned the word social injustices, and, you know, do people know, you know, that you have Puerto Rican, right? Half Puerto Rican,
I don't normally say it, but yes, the people that do know me know I am half Puerto Rican, half African American. So right. for my new audience members, hey guys, I'm half Puerto Rican, half African American. And there's a little bit of Native American in it as well. You can kind of tell. So you can't see me right now, audience, but if you kind of see my nose, yeah, you would agree with me.
Yeah. And you mentioned, you know, social injustices, and there is a very deep-rooted fear that many of us live of our safety, you know, and what happens to a Black man that is seen in our society as a threat. You know, yesterday I was having actually, I was in a training about this topic about, you know, racial trauma and what we're going through. And so, you know, do you think, my question for you, you know, is that a real issue for you throughout your life, that you haven't wanted to put yourself in certain situations because, you know, racism is a real thing, and Black men are being targeted, and they have been targeted for many, many years. I mean, what's happening now in the media, this is not new, and we all know this, right?
Agreed.
So do you think that that's part of the reasons you've kind of sheltered in, or do you think, is this an unconscious thing that maybe you've been doing, or, you know, what you think that's about?
So, you know, I know that you're doing your Jedi mind trick right now, which is cool. So let's just,
it's also called analysis.
Let's just establish a few different things.
Right.
So the self journey that you just described with the various different points, I was doing this 10 years ago. So what really happened, just for the audience, is that you've learned about the self journey through me 10 years ago. And now you have taken the tools that I have given you through our experience, and you have molded it, and you have crafted it, and you have perfected it, and now you're helping others. So that warms my heart to hear. So I just want to make that really clear. That is what I also heard when you was explaining about all the techniques that I've been doing for years. So thank you for that. I think our audience appreciates that as well. Now, to answer your question about social injustice, to me personally, it personally impacts me. It has personally affected me, and this has happened honestly. You know, to your point, we see was there's a few different things, right? We can kind of get into real quick. The fact that we have social media, the fact that everything is being broadcasted on the news now, you like all this is just out in the air. It's just more visible to people. So this has always been happening. So we kind of know that. But me personally, like I've experienced this since I was 6-7 years old. And there was, you know, circumstances in my life that I won't go on this pod just for the lack of the time. where, yeah, it has personally impacted my perspective on things in general. So it's not that I don't want to be out and about. I just, there's nothing there for me at the current moment. Like I said, you know, if one of my friends was having a birthday party for their kid, yeah, I'll leave the house. I'll do it for them, you know, because JB just loves the kids. I don't, but it just sounded really good to say that.
And for clarification, it's not that you don't ever leave your house. You know, yes. From my understanding, you do leave your home.
Because I got to get,
for your listeners.
Yes, I have to go get Ben and Jerry's ice cream. So Ben and Jerry's, if you're listening, I would be more than happy to have my podcast sponsored by your ice cream. You can thank later for the increase in sales. But yeah, I mean, I'm out and about. Of course, I have to check up on family members, you know, friends. But yeah, it's really tough right now. And I think we're kind of, right now, it's a very interesting time in 2020, right? It's like, you can honestly see so much different shifts in cultures. And you can see just so much perspective that it's a challenge. Because right now, you see this is one way of thinking, this is another way of thinking, and you just see them butting heads. Instead of, you know, trying to compromise, trying to deal with the issues that are at hand, trying to improve infrastructures that have kept people down. So it's actually really interesting times. But I don't want to ramble on because, again, I just want to let the audience know that, yes, I have been impacted. It has influenced me. And our movement right now is really important. And I think what we're seeing right now is you're seeing finally a real shift in history. And it's going to take a while. We know that things don't change overnight. But I think for the first time in a long time, you actually see the means of how things are going to change. So it's scary and it's exciting at the same time right now.
And, you know, I just want to talk about something that you mentioned that's really important is that, you know, this is an exciting time, you know, even in the mental health field, which is mind-boggling that now people are screaming like, oh, racial trauma is real. Well, duh. I mean, it is real. It is traumatic. You know, it does decrease people's self-worth. And I mean, it impacts so many aspects of your emotional stability, right? And the fact that we are seeing, you know, and I'm so glad that you are being transparent, because I think what we lack in our society today is transparency and people being genuine about their stories and, you know, allowing themselves, you know, to show vulnerability, right? And when we've already gone through that traumatic experience, I could say that, you know, myself, I'm Puerto Rican. My mother is a Black Latina or a Black Boricua or an Afro Latina. There's all sorts of terms for this now. And seeing her come to, you know, this, to the United States, not knowing English well and going through what she went through and the racism that we actually face, even though we're Puerto Ricans and American citizens, but that's a whole nother topic. You know, when we watch this kind of things, this is re-traumatization. I mean, this is very triggering for us. And we experience trauma every time that we're exposed to the stuff in the media, you know? So one of the things that I've been trying to tell my clients and people who, you know, today I had a session with my veterans and we talked about racism. You know, this is a topic that's being talked about all over the place. And, you know, one of the things I say, I'm like, sometimes we need to take a break from social media. Sometimes we need to take a break from the things that we're seeing and take care of you, take care of yourself. And yes, we want to be, you know, we want to do activism. We want to feel empowered and we want to be able to, you know, fight oppression. But at the same time, we need to take breaks because it can be very, very overwhelming. But, you know, I just wanted to touch upon that because I know a lot of people are, you know, going out, protesting, doing their thing and, you know, using their voices in the right way and, you know, just feeling empowered with this movement to create change, but we also need to learn how to do self-care. So that's really important.
Yes. And that, you know, to that point, make sure that you're wearing a mask and washing your ass. I can't emphasize that enough. Wear a mask and wash your ass.
Wash your ass. That's really important. Make sure you do that. And it is really important because you don't want to get hit with the COVID thing, you know?
COVID thing. Yeah. just happens to be a pandemic that has crippled the world. that thing, you know, minor details. So last, you know, again, I definitely appreciate this conversation. And I think our listeners will definitely appreciate it as well. So the one last question I have for you is, how do we get my name associated with one of our theories? Like, I want JB, of course, to represent our audience, not just me, but how can we get one of these psychotherapy terms to be renamed after myself in the podcast? Make that happen for us. Give the people what they want.
You know, I think you're a living example of, you know, what many people should be doing, you know. And this is something that, you know, is written in many articles and, you know, all this psychology stuff that, you know, we can talk about all day. But I think what you've been doing is something that takes a lot of maturity, and again, a lot of self-love, you know, and I think you've been doing this for many, many years. So I think you're just, better yet, we don't need to name anything. I think you are showing the world, you know, through your podcast, which is another form of self-love and giving back to your community. So when we go back to that question that you said, how do I get people to be more nice to me? You're doing it already. You know, you're doing it through your podcast. Oh. You're doing it through what you're, you know, and so, you know, I think that people really take to you because of what you bring to the table, and you're actually really entertaining and funny. I kind of forgot that about you.
I have not made one joke. I have been serious this entire time. You have not.
No,
heard
you
me
have.
Laugh.
You have. You have.
But you have not heard me way, laugh.
You have a smooth way of providing humor, and guess what? Humor is something that people need.
Humor?
Yeah. You know, and this is the kind of stuff that people need to listen to. I mean, I think that our conversation was great because it gives people an opportunity to listen to, you know, different perspectives, of course. We're saying the same things, we just say it in different ways. And that we're able to talk about it, communicate and listen to each other and have a productive conversation, which is something that people really lack nowadays. We're too busy arguing and attacking each other that we don't listen to one another. And that's definitely not going to help us move forward.
So you're agreeing with what I was doing 10 years ago. Got it.
Yeah, I'm actually telling you that I do agree with you.
10 years in the making, ladies and gentlemen, 10 years in the making.
I do agree with you. But I think that, you know, part of, you know, if people want to know, well, why now, Johnny? Like, why now? Johnny?
Why did you see the light? Why did you see the light?
You know, I think for me, you know, and again, I don't want to get into a whole discussion on this, but no, I think fine. for me, sometimes, you know, we are too wrapped up into our own selves, right? And part of the self-love journey is, again, it's called humility, you know? So if you guys seen through this whole thing, you know, I can say, hey, 10 years ago, you know what? My perspective could have been different. I could have listened more. I could have been more compassionate. I could have been more empathic. And I wasn't, you know, and I think part of self-growth is being able to hold yourself accountable for, you know, what you didn't provide to an individual. And, you know, 10 years later, be able to say that publicly on a podcast. And I'm a living example of myself, what self-love journey is. So I don't just talk this shit. I do this shit. You know, I am what I preach. So, you know, I just help others be able to do the same.
Well, I am glad that I was able to provide a platform that you, again, an unbiased platform, I just want to add, where you can come on and tell people, you know what? That guy, Dr. Brown, he knew what he was talking about 10 years ago. And I think we need more people like you.
I don't think you talk to me about this stuff. I think that I grew to understand what your perspective was because you didn't really, you know.
All I can do is guide you. That's all I can do.
He didn't guide me, guys.
All I can do is bring you to the path.
We are here today.
All I can do is bring you to the path, right? It's not my job to try to change your mind. All I can do is give you the resources. Okay, and what you decide to do with the resources, and in your case, you just happened to make it a whole damn career where you took the path of the sloth.
When I met you, I was already a clinician, so don't...
minor details. Let's not shape the narrative. Let us not shape the narrative that is being painted right now. And I am happy. I am glad that you were able to share with us all this knowledge. So where can the people find you if they want more knowledge?
Well, if they want more knowledge on this whole self-love journey and, you know, coping skills that I provide every Monday on my IG account, it's called Ana Kaona Inspírate. And if people are like, what the hell is that? Ana Kaona is my line name. I'm in a sorority, so it's my line name, Ana Kaona Inspírate, which inspire me, which Inspírate in Spanish means inspire. So, you know, I also talk about, you know, being a Black Latina and what that looks like. And some other stuff, you know, you can come on my page, check it out. You might like it, you may not, but I do it for the people. Every Monday, I give out a reflective exercise.
So just few quick points. One, I will post that information with this pod. The second thing is you cannot say I do it for the people. That is a term that is specifically for JB versus everybody and the podcast. So I just want to let you know.
But listen, you're talking about how much you influence me. So let me take some of your stuff. So
I agree, but I just want to continue influencing others. I just want you to reference.
This is a chain reaction. This is a chain reaction.
You can't
stop me in my self-love journey because I want to be like you, JV. Come on now.
That is also going to be a soundbite that will be used forever. again, that's fine. And I appreciate that. I just want you to reference where you got it from. Otherwise, I would be forced to call in my legal team to take action.
I will make sure to say that it came from JB.
Well, again, I just want to thank you again for your time. This has been a wonderful journey. And I look forward to having you back for future pods and how you can use your Jedi mind tricks to try to trick me on things that I have brought to your attention 10 years ago.
Right, that you already knew, that were just sitting there in your beautiful mind. But before we leave, I just want
to
give people an opportunity to, if there's things that they want to hear, like, you know, specific areas or maybe topics that they want us to talk about, that they can feel free to, you know, send me a message on my inbox or talk to you about it, send you messages. It's important. Also, we made a compromise. So I said, I'm going to be on your podcast and you're going to be on my IG Live. So I'm actually going to be talking to the master right here about relationships. Why relationships? And he's going to give his perspective on what's the importance of being in a relationship? Why relationships? Why should we be in them? Why shouldn't we be in relationships? So I just want people to look out for that, because that's going to be a very interesting conversation.
Well, as a relationship guru, I do have an obligation to provide this knowledge to you and to your fan base, and of course to my fan base. So I'm more than happy, and I'm looking forward to this conversation. And again, for my wonderful viewership, I just want everyone to know that my intern handles all of my messages. So please just send them, and I'm sure that they will.
My bad. I handle my own.
Well, I'm just letting you know. I'm sorry. I have an intern that handles. Well, it's kind of to your point. So I was off social media for like 6-7 months because, again, yeah. I just found that it wasn't useful, and I like to keep my mind at peace. So when I returned, I said, let me get an intern to handle all of my day-to-day stuff.
At the next podcast, if we do one, can we explore that? Like, why was it that you left for 6-7 months?
All right, ladies and gentlemen.
Why was it that you didn't feel that it was useful? Like, what was that about? Like, what were you going through, bro? Like, what's going on?
Well, ladies and gentlemen, thank you. That's our time for today. And we will see you next week on JB versus Everybody.